This is Fresh Air. One of this year's most talked about Oscar nominees for Best Documentary Feature is No Other Land. The film was directed by a collective of two Palestinian filmmakers and two Israeli filmmakers, and it chronicles the Israeli military's demolition of Palestinian homes in the West Bank. No Other Land begins playing in New York today. Here is Justin's review.
No Other Land isn't just the most powerful nonfiction film I saw in 2024. It also had one of the year's more remarkable off-screen narratives. The movie brings us into Masafer Yatta, a community of Palestinian villages in the southern West Bank, which is being bulldozed by the Israeli military to make room for a tank training ground. Since it premiered early last year, the film has won numerous prizes at international festivals and from American critics groups. Recently, it received an Oscar nomination for Best Documentary Feature. For all its acclaim, though, No Other Land has yet to find an official U.S. distributor. That's both surprising and not surprising, given the industry's anxiety when it comes to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the directness with which this movie confronts it. Even so, No Other Land will be playing select theaters across the country, over the next month at least, and it deserves to be widely seen. It began shooting in 2019 and wrapped in October 2023, and so it feels in some ways like a pre-October 7th time capsule of the West Bank. It was directed by a team consisting of two Palestinian filmmakers, Basil Adra and Hamdan Balal, and two Israeli filmmakers, Yuval Abraham and Rachel Sor. During the production, Basil, an activist and journalist who grew up in Masafer Yatta, became good friends with Yuval, a Jerusalem-based journalist who was covering the demolitions. Their relationship provides the movie's dramatic core. Part of the unexpected charm of No Other Land is that it sometimes plays like a verite buddy movie, as Basil and Yuval navigate the initial awkwardness of their cross-cultural friendship. Yuval pitches in with efforts to rebuild homes, taking some good-natured ribbing for not being the handiest of helpers. When Yuval complains that his articles about the conflict aren't getting enough clicks, Basil gently calls him out. "You are enthusiastic, like you want to end the occupation in 10 days, he says. "This has been going on for decades." Nonetheless, Basil knows the importance of the role that journalism can play, and his and Yuval's combined efforts do succeed in drawing international media attention. You can hear their voices speaking out in this montage of English-language interviews from the film. Basil speaks partway through, and we hear Yuval at the end of the clip.
This is a story of Basil Adra.
Post from Basil Adra.
Basil, thank you so much for being with us today.
I follow you closely on Instagram.
He spent years documenting Israeli efforts to evict Palestinians living in Masafer Yatta.
There's a hate from them toward me just because I take my phone or my camera and go film them what they're doing. Like this crime.
I want to talk to you for a second about Masafer Yatta.
Forced evictions and demolitions in Masafer Yatta.
Masafer Yatta.
Masafer Yatta.
Over 2,500 Palestinians are facing forced expulsion.
As an Israeli, it's very, very important for me to stress that I don't think we can have security if Palestinians do not have freedom.
One of the major figures in No Other Land is Basil's father, Nasser, who has been arrested numerous times for protesting, an activist legacy that he has now passed on to his son. Basil feels ambivalent about inheriting that legacy, and the exhaustion of having to spend your whole life fighting to protect your home. The footage shot by Basil and his colleagues nonetheless shows just how important that fight is. We see Palestinian families frantically evacuating mere minutes before their homes are destroyed, then moving their possessions into nearby caves. We see farm animals wandering in confusion from their demolished coops and pens, and children playing amid the ruins, as children in war zones often do. Sometimes Basil is in front of the camera, marching in a protest or at one point screaming as he's dragged on the ground by IDF soldiers. Often he's behind the camera. He keeps filming even amid the chaos, including one gut-wrenching moment when a Palestinian man is shot at point-blank range by an Israeli settler. At one point, Basil says, "This is a story about power." and we see how that power plays out in different ways. The filmmakers include footage from years earlier, when then-UK Prime Minister Tony Blair visited the region. He spent just 7 minutes touring Masafer Yatta, but that was enough to get Israel to call off demolitions in the area. There's also a power differential, of course, between Basel and Yuval. When No Other Land won 2 awards last February at the Berlin International Film Festival, the filmmakers took the stage together, and Yuval said in his acceptance speech, "In 2 days we will go back to a land where we are not equal." And he added that this inequality has to end. How it could end is not a question that No Other Land can answer. But as an example of Palestinian-Israeli collaboration in action, Basel and Yuval, and the vital movie they've made, give us reason to hope.
Justin Chang is a film critic for The New Yorker. He reviewed the new documentary No Other Land, now playing at the Film Forum in New York. It opens in select theaters throughout the country in February. Coming up, Maureen Corrigan reviews Mothers and Sons, the new novel by Adam Hazlett. His books have twice been a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize. This is Fresh Air.